So yeah, welcome to the Top Turnbuckle Podcast. I'm the Jern. With me here is Tanner Teat. I never remember your Twitter handle, so
It's 10 or 1495.
yeah, it's random numbers. I don't remember that.
14th lucky number. I was running 95. There's your info.
Yeah, I'm gonna remember your lucky number. Shit. We're also here with JJ.
Hello.
And Marky Mark, who's wrestling noob, right?
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, you remember his? Mine
Yeah.
has a whole bunch of random numbers.
No, it's
You're
easy
still
as shit.
wrestling. My Skype name is the same as my Twitter handle, I think.
For your
Like he's
Skype
gonna
name,
remember that.
I see just your name.
Yeah.
So, and we're also here now with Nick.
Hello. That's all I have to say.
All right.
See you next week.
Matt is a dumb piece of shit and he no-showed, so we're just gonna start without him. I don't know if he's gonna show during the
Mascot hauled us.
podcast. Yeah, show up in a year late or whatever.
He's gonna be drunk. We're gonna all gonna get sued.
Eli
Because
couldn't be here,
he has
so
a
he has a
wife.
wife, apparently.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, sure. So, what should we start about? I think we haven't had Nick's Fave 5 yet, so we'll start with that.
My current Fave
Yeah.
Five? Number one, Kane. Number two, Jesus Christ, the thing changes so much.
It's just like Booker T.
Yep.
Go
I'd
ahead and
say
include 10 people. We don't care.
Drew McIntyre is number two.
Where's Keaton on your list?
I don't know. Let me actually get the fucking roster page up to fucking Mega Fate 5. But I haven't done that shit in like 3 weeks.
Right.
Waste of time.
Yeah. Why didn't you prepare that stuff? I mean, come
Well,
on.
you
I didn't know
had
you were gonna
52
fucking
minutes.
ask me my
Fave 5.
So you haven't been listening to the show?
Nope. I actually listened to like 5 minutes of the first one and then I got completely tired of it.
I don't blame you.
Well, the first 3 minutes is an intro, so I don't really blame you.
Well, that says
We're
enough,
like 10
right?
minutes into the podcast.
You know, I'll be
Okay,
honest, I
so
don't really
number one.
listen to
Shut
like a
up!
podcast.
Shut up! Shut up! Fave 5. Number
Okay.
one, Kane.
Number two, Drew McIntyre. Number three.
Cody Rhodes. Number four, Christian. And number five is Randy Orton.
Christian's not really active, though.
Yes, he is. He
He
was
was a fucking Elimination Chamber.
He's
Yeah,
his
and then
bad.
he didn't show for the rest of the week.
Okay, well, McIntyre
Still an active
isn't
guy
on
now.
Didn't that happen last year when he returned at the chamber? Like, he showed up and then he didn't show up that whole week. Then he came
No,
back like the
yeah,
week
he showed up
after.
the next week.
I think he returned like SmackDown after.
No, I think he returned like 2 weeks later because like that week they were like, next week the return of Christian. Well, we've already seen it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they did hype it up, I think. But
That's
anyway,
true.
first thing I guess we need to talk about is Elimination Chamber.
I guess.
Yeah. We should have done
Yeah.
that last week, but
A show
whatever.
that gave me diarrhea.
I thought it was good.
It just pissed me the
I
Your
thought
jokes are so funny.
the Raw Elimination Chamber match was really good. I thought the SmackDown Chamber match was good after the Big Show got out of there. So, and the rest of the matches I really didn't care for. So,
What are you talking about, man? The
it
Great
was
Khali experience was fucking great.
it was once Khali got in there and Big Show speared him. That's when that match got good, and the whole show would have been helped a lot if it was just reversed.
Yeah,
If it started off
I
with
agree
Kane
on that.
Cena and ended with the Raw Chamber, it would have, I think we'd be singing a different tune right now.
Yeah, I'd be a little less
Yeah.
pissed, let's just say that. No,
Well,
but it's true. The fucking Kane John Cena match had no reason of going last.
no, I mean
At all.
it's the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. The name is Elimination Chamber,
Yeah.
and with an Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah, I mean, at the
I do
start, I
see
was
a
like,
reason.
okay, of course, Kane being in the final match, I like that. But just, when the match was over, I was like, The Raw Elimination Chamber was much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the SmackDown Chamber was actually better than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree for obvious reasons, but...
For Daniel Bryan winning, I get that. But, yeah, the thing with the Raw Chamber was, I think the Jericho stuff was pretty bullshit. Because
yeah, they fucking ruined the whole match for me. Well, not the whole match, but it made me pissed about the whole thing in general.
Yeah. But they didn't follow up on it. I don't know if they're going to follow up on it. I doubt it. But why not just have him eliminated then, if you're not going to follow up on it?
Yeah, I know. I heard they rewrote the Raw Elimination Chamber like during the pay-per-view.
It was the opening match.
Yeah, well, they've done it during matches too. Like I heard with an interview of Chris Masters, he had a match with Swagger once. It wasn't Superstars or whatever, but during the match he was told that he was going to lose. While going into the match, he was told that he was going to win.
Wow!
So yeah,
I never heard that story. Wow, that's
it's pretty fucked up. You know,
mm-hmm. Could you imagine if that was like at a WrestleMania or something? Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna win at WrestleMania. No, you're gonna lose. Wait, what?
Yeah, you're like doing you're building up to the finish and everything, and all of a sudden the ref goes in your ear. Yeah, you're not supposed to kick out right now. So yeah, Nick, explain why this pay-per-view pissed you off.
Well, do you want me to go through every match, or just in general, or what?
Yeah, just go through every match.
The first one was the Raw Elimination Chamber, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing that pissed me off about that match was not so much the match in general. It was a pretty good match, the match of the evening, I would say.
Yeah.
But, the whole Jericho thing pissed me off because... Yeah, well, at the time, we didn't know if they were going to follow up on it, but the whole thing about just knocking him out and having him eliminated that way just made no sense at all.
No, because the fall didn't even look that painful. Like,
I know.
Like, yeah, yeah. King's like, oh, I think he hit his head. No, he didn't.
I know.
I mean,
it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, it's the stupidest fucking thing. They fall on steel the entire match. They crashed through pods
but a little wood box.
Stumbling out of the cage is something that's gonna knock you out. That's the most dangerous thing that can happen.
Taker's fall from like 4 years ago, I think, hurt more than Jericho.
You know, I wouldn't have minded it as much if Chris Jericho got up at the end and when Miz was eliminated and attacked CM Punk, but CM Punk won anyway.
Yeah.
That way would have had a more epic ending, but CM Punk would still be the champion.
Yeah.
But he just fucking got knocked out and stayed there the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
It just made no sense at all.
No, I didn't get it. Like, fucking Taker wrestled after getting burned. So.
Yeah, but he's an old tough son of a bitch. And apparently,
you got that right.
Jericho's not.
You know what might have been the case? Maybe fucking Jericho thought he was going to go back, but the fucking people that were with him at the time when he fell, they just said to him, you know what, just lie down for the rest of the match.
Yeah.
After rewrote the whole fucking thing.
He's like, all right, I'm gonna go get back up right now. No, you're not. You're not coming back up.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah.
it was fucking awkward. I mean, if he was knocked out, wouldn't he have been fucking brought to the back? I mean, he was there the whole time.
Yeah. The other stupid thing was, Punk was looking on with his dumb, stupefied look on his face the entire time.
Oh yeah, and he's like, oh X, oh he's hurt, oh
yeah,
oh I'm concerned now, even though I'm the one that kicked him, and clearly I didn't care before.
Yeah, but the dumbest fucking thing is Miz is still in there too, and he's just checking on Jericho because, you know, Miz sneaking up from him and planting him in the steel is much less important than Jericho's health.
Yeah, I know.
So
it just makes no sense at all.
No. And
that's the basic gist of it.
Yeah, it's just retarded. The next match I think was Beth versus Tamina.
Well, yeah, pretty much no comment.
Really gonna talk about.
And this is where I got diarrhea, and unfortunately it wasn't from the pay per view. You can thank bad taco meat for that. But from what I heard,
people
this is
usually
decent.
Go to the bathroom during Divas matches. So
you yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to have to. I want to choose.
I want to choose.
Okay. Well,
I thought it actually was all right for a Divas match. You know, it's better than fucking Kelly Kelly against Beth.
Yeah, I think they're two of the best Diva wrestlers there. Obviously, aside from Natalya.
Yeah, the only thing I hate is that Tamina's ugly as shit. Like,
yeah, she's overall hard to look at. I mean,
yeah, like I can't enjoy a match with her because she's just so fucking ugly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I get
pissed off because she looks like a man.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people say Beth looks like a man, but that's because of her mom and whatnot. She doesn't really facially look like a man and everything. So
I know. Tamina just overall looks like a fucking man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's why they went with the whole snooker gimmick now, because she just can't get over as a fucking, you know, pretty diva thing.
No.
So they just went with the tough girl Tamina snooker thing.
The warrior princess.
Yeah, that shit.
But yeah,
you know, the match was all right, but
yeah,
I think
but still,
Beth winning was fine.
Yeah, she kicked out the fucking splash, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't expect that, but.
Because, you know, immediately completely ruins Tamina, so.
Yep.
but who cares, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking Tamina. Come on. there was also the match of Swagger versus Gabriel. I really didn't give a fuck about this match.
I literally didn't see it at the thing. I mean,
that was
unannounced. I didn't care. I mean, you know?
I think that was the latest that we've ever had a throwaway, you know, a special bonus match.
Well,
yeah, after
like it was made Chambers. Like it was made in the 10 o'clock hour.
Well, we had like I think it was Capital Punishment last year. You had Bourne versus Jack Swagger was randomly thrown before Cena and R-Truth.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't watch that show.
But that didn't have like a segment beforehand. That was just
we fucked up filling in the time.
I know.
Here's this match.
But, I bet what happened was when you know, they had time left and they were just like one of the guys backstage was like, oh shit, we haven't defended the US title in like fucking months. So let's just throw that in there to kill some time.
Because he hasn't been on Raw since he won it.
No,
I know.
He's been on Superstars the entire time.
He's been
time.
Losing on Superstars. That's the worst part.
Yeah, he's lost on Superstars too.
The U.S. champion is fucking losing on Superstars. What the fuck is wrong with that shit?
No, the U.S. champion is on Superstars. That's the worst part.
Yeah, that whole title is basically a hump of shit at this point.
Yeah, I mean, they did really well, I think, building it up with Ryder and everything. Because when he won it, it sort of meant something.
I know.
Yeah.
Like it had
because he wanted it so bad.
Yeah, everyone wanted him to win it.
I think that was a bit too quick, though. Looking back on it, at least.
I don't know. They built it up.
I think he lost it too quick.
Yeah, he lost it way too quick.
Yeah, he lost it in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then you know they just say fuck that, and they put him on Superstars.
I know.
It's retarded, but.
You know, I think the title meant something. At first, but when Bret Hart won, it was like when it fucking started going downhill a lot.
He beat Miz for it or something, right?
Yeah, he beat Miz for
the man is fucking 72 years old.
That was pretty cool to see, I'll be honest.
I agree with JJ.
Yeah, people wanted to see it, but it still makes no fucking sense.
No,
it's not like he defended it. I mean,
he was like, yeah, I can't defend this. Here you go.
Yeah, he was like, here you go.
And then R-Truth had it for like a week.
Oh yeah, he had like 2 weeks or something.
You know, I can't remember any of that.
I think it was like a fatal four-way with Morrison, Miz, Truth, and Ryder. And then didn't fucking Truth win it?
Yeah, they think
Kill Bell ring a bell.
A fatal four-way could be.
Yeah, and then like the next pay-per-view, Miz won it right back, which was in like 2 weeks. So.
No, it wasn't even a pay-per-view. It was on Raw.
Yeah.
It was on Raw.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
But yeah, I didn't care for Gabriel and Swagger, and I like both. Well, Swagger not so much, but he's all right in the ring.
Yeah, I don't mind him either. He's
fine. Yeah, I like him. I personally think Gabriel's probably the best high flyer they've got now.
Oh, he's great. He's got the look. He's got the wrestling skills. He's got the charisma.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Charisma? Yeah, why not?
He's got nice hair, but...
So, yeah, Gabriel and Swagger. I didn't care, and I like both, which is bad. It's just...
Well, it was a throwaway match, so...
It was a random filler match, and...
That went on after both Elimination Chamber matches, by the way.
Yeah, which is ridiculous, too.
Retarded.
Retarded as well, yeah. Just like Matt and Eli, but...
And Smarky Punk.
Hashtag low blow.
Smarky Punk is pretty retarded, too. I haven't gotten any of his tweets lately.
That typical ROH fan, oh man, I don't know.
Oh, no, don't crap poke him.
I think he's pretty funny.
Mm. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, but, you know, let's not kiss his ass.
He's going to be sad being talked about right after Swagger Gabriel. So, we might need to stop now.
Okay.
Guys, see you next week.
Yeah, later, dude. Anyway, fucking, I have...
Oh, no, my Xbox controller. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. I haven't... seen any of Smarky Punker's latest tweets because Nick usually posts them in the MSN chat to me. But I don't think you follow him anymore, right?
Nope.
No, I haven't seen them in a while.
I think he deleted his account.
He literally tweeted me that he was wondering how my mind works because I was being mean to Glenn. So he tweets a lot.
Oh yeah, fuck him too.
I was tweeting him.
Oh yeah!
I was tweeting him random insults, and then Smarky Punker just came up to me and fucking said, "I wonder how your mind works," but basically fucking insulting me when he's the biggest fucking retard on the face of the fucking planet. I mean,
he fucking deleted his account.
No, he didn't. He has
he changed his name, fucking like a goddamn 30-year-old asshole. No, but I mean, who changes his gimmick on Twitter? Like, why would you even have a gimmick on Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Having a gimmick on Twitter, that's horrible.
Whoever has a Twitter gimmick's gay. Nick Undertaker.
Okay, I take it back, but...
Yeah, but he had the worst fucking name, too, so I don't blame him for changing it. But what the fuck, he probably changed it to something that's even shittier, so...
I think it was, like, Crappy Troll Smark or something.
Really?
Oh my god.
That's
worse.
It's funny because he really is a fucking crappy troll smart. So it basically fits.
That's it.
Crappy.
Oh my god. That's... Just name yourself shit. That's terrible.
Somebody named Wrestling Noob is like, god, that's a horrible name.
I think it was something like that. I'm not entirely sure.
It was posted in the chat, Nick.
Yeah, it's in the chat.
Jesus Christ, he's a retard.
I don't know how to use the chat. What do I click? Oh, the chat bubble probably makes sense.
I was looking at Twitter, not the fucking Skype thing.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Eat it with Skype.
Should we read some of his tweets?
No, I thought we were still talking about Elimination Chamber.
Wait a second. Let's review Elimination Chamber and Raw first, and then we can go on about...
Yeah, let's leave
it's an intermission. Who gives a fuck? I mean... We're the most unorganized podcast ever. It's not
I think
like
we're recording, though. Aren't we?
No, we've been recording. We've recorded the entire time.
Yeah.
I know.
Who gives a fuck?
No, I'm saying twice that we were in intermission, which we're not, because we're freaking recording. Bro.
It's an intermission from the fucking wrestling and WWE talk.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we've got through the entire pay-per-view.
We got through two matches. Screw it.
Who gives a fuck?
We got through three matches, and one of them was a Divas match, and the other one was a filler. So we've got through like a match and a half.
Jesus Christ, his tweets are so bad. Man, I hate that motherfucker. Yeah. What other match was there? The SmackDown Elimination Chamber. Who wants to start about that?
I'll go ahead and I'll say that it was a lot better than I expected it to be. And I love the spot with Big Show climbing into Daniel Bryan's pod.
Yeah, that hadn't been done before, so... That was pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish he fucking killed Bryan in the process of it, but...
he botches and he, like, falls.
Unfortunately.
I also think they built up Santino really well. I think they used mm-hmm. Santino really
oh, yeah,
well.
I love the entire Santino segment.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing.
Also,
I just don't agree
stuff.
With him. What?
The backstage stuff with Santino was really
yeah,
fun.
Fucking, yeah, fucking... That was stuff. Hilarious.
With the Eugene music and shit.
Because yeah. Spitting the axe out and shit.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to go a different direction with that, though. I thought... You know how he used to wrestle in, like, battle arts? I thought he was going to, like, show, like, a serious side and not be as funny.
It's fucking Santino.
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, it might have been something different. He was in the Elimination Chamber. My God, yeah. They could have changed something.
Well,
but no, I like the way they kept
it. He's fucking over because of his comedy. Shit.
Yeah.
They're not going to fucking change it just because he's in the Elimination Chamber because no one's going to give a fuck about him in the Elimination Chamber if they
I'm
change
just saying, like, Barrett, like, beats the crap out of him.
I'd rather
like,
have Santino than a Vladimir Kozlov ripoff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Santino doesn't really look threatening in the least, so I don't
neither
think it
does
really
Daniel
works.
Bryan, you know, he's a world champion. So.
Daniel Bryan looks like a hobo retarded faggot, so...
He looks like a fucking Lord of the Rings reject. That's
yeah.
He needs to shave.
He needs to
die.
That's what I'm saying. He needs to get the fuck out.
He needs to cut himself.
He needs to fucking shave his beard and while doing it, fucking rip his neck off or something.
Yeah.
He's just not entertaining to watch. I don't know what I can fucking say about him.
He's
fucking disgusting.
I skip all of his promos, so.
Yeah.
But back to Santino. I think because of the backstage segments, I really thought he was going to be taken out or something.
Yeah.
That he was going to get attacked during one of the segments by, I don't know, Christian McIntyre.
Del Rio.
Somebody actually with a chance of winning.
Yeah.
But,
I thought Miz might end up attacking him because they kept mentioning during the Raw Chamber that, oh, this is Miz's last chance to go to WrestleMania. And he's been working so hard this year to get back to the spot.
They don't want to fucking push Miz. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to put Miz in two chamber.
Well, no, I'm just the way they were saying, oh, this is Miz's last chance, I thought,
logic. Kinda like
yeah, but Miz has been putting fucking shit work.
Oh, yeah, no, way. I mean, I... Yeah,
and he failed to catch Truth and all of that bullshit, so I don't think he's really...
Everybody has been failing to catch everybody. I think the last person to successfully catch somebody was, well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Del Rio catching Edge at WrestleMania 27.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
And before that, it was Edge catching Taker. <'Cause> nobody has ever caught Taker. And Edge is like the tiniest guy that Taker's ever jumped on. He's the only one that's ever caught Undertaker. Like Chip
I remember.
Well, like I said before, he's a fucking tough son of a bitch. So nobody needs to catch him.
Yeah.
I remember,
he can fucking walk through fire and just wrestle the entire match. Nobody needs to fucking catch him.
And makes it to the final two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I remember fucking Snuka's son. I don't remember what his name is. He was
Tamina.
Yeah. No, douche.
Shin Snuka.
Yeah, douche.
Or Domino?
Yeah, he was planted as a cameraman for like some WrestleMania match. I think it was
the one against Michaels.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Oh yeah,
it was against HBK, and he failed to catch Taker, and he got released for it. And it was
wasn't he holding a camera at that time?
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah.
How the fuck does he need to catch Undertaker with a fucking camera?
Well, he was planted as a cameraman, and HBK pulled the cameraman in front of Taker, so he...
Yeah, I know, but he was still holding the camera.
That's why that match went on so long. They were on the ground for like seven minutes.
Yeah. But fucking Henry, like a couple of years before.
Henry didn't even catch him. Like, take out a long jump because the casket was right there. But Henry didn't even catch him right.
No, Henry failed to catch him.
Batista caught him okay. Edge caught him okay. Triple H didn't catch him.
The coal mine caught him.
the cameraman didn't, or Sin Snooker didn't catch him. Kane never caught him correctly.
Hey, don't shut the fuck up about Kane, okay? No negative comments.
Fucking Mark Henry didn't catch Kane correctly, and
never seen that match. So.
Shut the fuck up. No, let me finish.
You don't want
just
to
say you lost.
What the fuck is wrong?
What was that? Go sit in the corner, young man.
I thought Mark and Eli were the young people on this podcast, but I guess I was wrong. Henry failed. Yeah, I know, right? Henry failed to catch Taker, and he got a contract extension.
It makes sense.
It took him 15 years to catch the Undertaker.
Yeah, and he didn't even do it right.
What year did he wrestle Taker?
06. 22.
Yeah.
Was it 22? I thought it was 23.
Huh. No, 23
was 2007.
And 21 was Orton.
Yeah. That match
didn't go to OVW either right before or right after he wrestled Taker, though?
No, I think he...
Or was that in 05?
He went to OVW in like... 2002, I think.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
this no.
And then, yeah.
So the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view.
Yeah. I did really like the ending from the SmackDown Elimination Chamber. Besides Brian winning.
Yeah, it was okay.
But I think the crowd was really fucking into it.
Oh
like,
yeah.
It was,
yeah, of course they were.
It was booked really fucking well because
that crowd sucked.
Yeah, because it was with Santino, who's over as fuck, and it's like it was sort of like the Royal Rumble from last year,
yeah,
where he almost won that too.
Yeah.
Except there was a difference between crowds because that crowd was good and this crowd sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of crowds lately suck though.
Yeah, but this crowd was god awful. Yeah.
I think in general they've gotten better lately than they were before.
I don't know.
They need to go to the South more because freaking rednecks love pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Freaking rednecks only chant what during?
Oh my god! Don't even get me started. You're talking to the hugest Taker mark in the world. Don't even get me started on Monday.
Well, almost like
we'll get there. We'll get there.
I was
about to throw a brick through my television.
I'm getting
ready. Well, that wouldn't really do anything.
I know, but
it's just stupid. He shouldn't do that. He shouldn't throw bricks at his television because of the crap.
Jimmy John threw bricks.
I get it, Nick. John Cena against Kane.
Oof.
It was awesome.
Five-star match.
Why don't you start about this, Mark? Because you're so talkative today, I'd let you start.
I don't know. The whole match was okay. I mean,
are you serious?
Pretty much. I mean, there's nothing I can really say that was bad about it, but there's nothing I can say that was good about it.
Yeah. I mean, you could see Kane was trying, but
yeah, I think the entire thing was a train wreck, though.
I don't get it with Cena. Like, sometimes it's just that he doesn't fucking care. And I got that with this match as well. Like, he just doesn't try, and Kane is fucking trying his hardest out there, and he doesn't get shit for it from Cena, which is ridiculous.
I know.
Well, I think the reason the match... I thought the match could have been a lot better, but I think Cena kind of wants to work on the safe side because, you know, what if he was to get injured or something?
Right, like you know, I mean, the biggest match of history is only a month away. You really don't want to get hurt But then don't book him in an ambulance match.
Yeah, don't book him. I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But I guess that's safer in a way.
Also, that's a complaint I have about this match. The ambulance. Why was it so far away from the ring? Why wasn't it off the ramp?
Why doesn't the announcers know how to pronounce it? They say Amberlamps.
Amberlier.
That was fucking Justin Roberts, right?
It's an Amberlamps match. Oh, they did it like several times. Oh,
Booker said it too. I swear to God, Booker said it.
Booker said it.
Oh yeah, Booker's retarded.
And Roberts said it, and I think Cole or King said it like the week before on Raw. And they just kept calling it an Amberlamps match. I'm like, oh God.
Are they gonna throw lamps at each other?
Well, yeah, but I think it's fucking stupid.
Who the fuck cares how ambulance is pronounced? Come on, man. I'll be wasting another 5 minutes on this shit.
I think it's fucking stupid that they need Cena to not take any risk, and they fucking dump Kane off the ambulance. Like, I think he bumped his head off the ambulance.
Yeah, I thought he was going to fucking break his neck out there. What the fuck was that shit?
Yeah.
Like, at least throw him a little further. Cena just fucking...
Well, Kane is a big guy. I mean, I know Cena's strong, but Kane is a pretty big guy to throw.
He's like 3'10".
He's not exactly Evan Bourne.
Fucking Cena had like Edge and Big Show on his shoulders at the same time.
On his shoulders, he didn't throw him. That's a different animal.
Cena fucking FU'd fucking Big Daddy V, so why can't he fucking throw Kane a little bit
further? Off an ambulance?
Yeah, off the amber lamps. Now, shut the fuck up about that pronunciation.
I know.
I mean,
had the match been in the middle of the card, it wouldn't have been as bad. But because it was the main event,
it was still pretty fucking bad.
It wasn't a great match, not by any means. But had it been in the middle of the card, I don't think I'd be complaining about it too much.
But he didn't even fucking try his character
event,
well.
So the main event needs to be, if not the best match, a good match.
I mean, looking over the limit last year, like Orton Christian goes on the middle of the show, and oh God, it was awesome. And then you had that I Quit match,
wasn't a bad match, but it wasn't a great match either. You know,
Over the Limit fucking sucked last year, didn't it?
Yeah, but besides Orton and Christian, it sucked. Yeah. And maybe R-Truth and Mysterio, I think, went on that show.
Yeah. I saw R-Truth and Mysterio and nearly fell asleep, so...
Yeah, that wasn't that great of a match.
I mean, compared to the rest of the show, it was like the second best match of the night.
Yeah. I think I remember that finish was really fucking weird. Like, Truth just rolled Mysterio in the ring, didn't move, and he pinned him.
Yeah, we're going everywhere.
Yeah.
Limit 2011.
But,
well, let's talk about Elimination Chamber now.
Well, I think we're done talking about it. So
yeah. Overall, like out of five, what do y'all give it?
Like a two,
three just 1.5.
I'll give it a two.
Yeah. But can I just
chamber matches
about...
were good, but just a different match placement, and the non-chamber matches blew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But can I say one thing about Cena Kane? One more thing.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
You know, you guys are talking about him not wrestling-wise.
What the hell was that?
He didn't even try character-wise either. Like, he kept smiling the whole match, and he even fucking shakes.
Oh, yeah.
His hand in the crowd.
That was bad. And I like Cena, too, but that was bad.
I don't isn't like Cena.
That was like, Cena, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole fucking storyline.
But that's another thing. Like, what does embracing hate include? Like, does the loser of the match embrace hate? Like, is there hate inside of the ambulance? Match. Does the ambulance drive you to the hate center?
Cena's supposed to be fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
Because here's Kane, who's cost him all this shit. Like, yeah, I think he wasn't in the Rumble because of Kane. Kane injured his best friend. Fucking his best friend's girlfriend turned on his best friend because of Kane. drove their friendship apart and whatnot. Okay. It's really all fairy tale bullshit.
It was so soap opera-y, that storyline. Yeah, I'm glad it's over.
Really bad. Yeah, I'm glad it's over too. I felt really bad for anyone who was in there, especially Kane. Yeah. Because Kane has had so many shitty storylines over the years.
And like, he is so good. Like, he has pulled off Hurricanranas. Have you ever seen a Kane Hurricanrana?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he almost broke his fucking neck, so that wasn't that great.
Well, that's why he doesn't do them anymore, that, and plus he's 40 and has, like, an old man.
Yeah, he's got a gut, and he's out of shape.
he's not out of shape. If you compare him to Taker, he looks fucking great.
Yeah, if you compare him to Taker.
To Taker.
Taker looks like he's going to fucking die on his way to the ring.
I mean, I've heard people call fucking Randy Orton... what's it? Anorexic. Fucking Doc called him that because he's retarded.
Yeah, I
know.
He's like 245.
Yeah, I know. That's the entire.
Jordan is fucking huge.
But to be fair, that's all in his legs.
Yeah, but he's.
Well, yeah, but still, he's not anorexic by no means.
No.
He's really ripped and shit, right? And
yeah.
Besides that, he's pretty tall, so he doesn't look like, say, like a Mason Ryan, obviously. But anorexic is taking it really far, but I think Undertaker's coming pretty close to anorexic.
Well, he was. I remember a few years ago, he dropped a bunch of weight and he was down to like 299. It's like, ugh, you know.
Yeah, he just keeps losing
like
weight.
280 now.
Probably 280,
yeah. I would say.
Probably 250.
No, if he was that small, he would have died on the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
But yeah, he's really fucking small. If you look at Kane, you see he's still fucking buff as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's got a bit of a gut, but you know, so does Triple H. And Triple H's still really in shape too.
Yeah. Besides his quads.
Well, his quads are in better shape than Kevin Nash. But But yeah, I think Kane is in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, for somebody his age and does what he does, he's in very good shape.
And Taker is only like how many years older? 2 or 3 or something?
Yeah, and he looks like fucking
He literally looks like a fucking dead man.
Wait, how old
maybe
is
that's
Kane?
Why he's...
Maybe he's just very dedicated.
I know.
I think Kane is like 44.
Oh.
Yeah, something
like Kane's up there. He has to be.
Yeah.
I knew, but I thought... Oh god, I gotta wiki this.
Why do I not know?
I know Taker's like 47 or 48.
Taker's getting really old. Isn't fucking Triple H like 42 or 43?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And I think Jericho's like a year younger than that.
Yeah, Jericho's 40.
Jericho looks great too, actually.
Jericho, you can't tell he's 40.
No.
When he came back, he had like fucking huge abs.
Yeah, he had like a fucking 10-pack at Spring Nuts.
Kane turns 45 in April.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's 44. But yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
fucking Jericho is in great shape is because he leaves all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
He does the stars and does all that Fozzy stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
no, Taker's only 46. He turns 47 next month.
Jesus Christ.
So he's only like a year and a half older. No, yeah, he's like a year and a half. Yeah, 2 years older than Kane.
Yeah, but
I don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think him shaving his head will help either to make him look any younger.
No.
I think when he fucking takes his hood off at WrestleMania, he's. The whole crowd is just going to fucking be in shock because he looks like... Because
he's bald.
Because he'll be bald.
Well, it'll be better than that fucking wiggy head. So...
Yeah, that's true.
I first thought it was a fake Taker because that wig looked...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's like the same one Luke Gallows wore on that episode of SmackDown.
Yeah, it's like the fucking... It's like diarrhea strings coming from his head.
It really is, though. You know, Kane's wig is pretty bad, but it looks like fucking golden hair compared to fucking Taker's wig.
Yeah, it looks fucking great compared to Taker's wig. But yeah, I think we're done talking about Elimination Chamber now.
What's that?
Let's
40 minutes of this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we take our great time, man. It's quality stuff right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to Raw. What happened on Raw?
Pretty much the promo and the battle.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, seven people got injured between a promo and the battle royal.
Started off with a stupid fucking heel turn by Eve, right?
Yeah.
I completely missed that.
I thought she was all right at first. Like, she's better as a heel because at least she gets a reaction, you know? But when she started crying, it was just... It was embarrassing. Because it was pretty much the same as Big Show crying. It's terrible. It's not convincing at all.
Yep. That whole Eve turn, it was just like it was followed up 5 minutes before Raw started. You know? Like Cena being right there and all that shit. It just made no sense.
Yeah, I'm not going to look around while I'm talking, you know. Yeah. I'm not going to notice this large man standing behind me.
I'm not going to notice this fucking camera in my face.
Yeah, there's a camera in my face.
Talking about this shit. I also thought, like, it felt like they had, like, oh, shit, we don't have an opening segment.
Right.
yeah.
Cena, go out there and do something.
Yeah. And Eve walked in, and they're like, you're going to turn heel. And that was
pretty
it.
Much.
I mean, that,
I guarantee you, that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's spot on. But
I love the creative team.
I mean, I thought Cena was all right in the promo.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than most of the stuff he's done lately, or any of the stuff he's done lately, really.
Like fucking smiling during his fucking ambulance match.
Yeah, fucking bullshit.
Well, I thought his promo on Raw.
Which basically fucking makes Kane look like a total complete moron by making him trying to be angry and then fucking he smiles the whole match.
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid because Kane did certain things like during that storyline and Cena got an angry face and then next week he was all smiles again. So
Like basically at the end of every show it's like I'm gonna fucking embrace hate and then at the start of next week I rise above it. It
doesn't even matter.
Yeah. He's got like a fucking happiest face ever, like he's on crack. But then
I can't.
I don't know, we can talk about the Taker Triple H promo that I kind of marked out too.
Oh,
yeah, it was really fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In one promo, Undertaker and Triple H took a match that most people weren't looking forward to.
Yeah.
And they changed everybody's opinion. Everybody that I know is pumped for this match, and they can't wait.
Yeah, like my markout meter was slowly filling up during the entire promo, and when...
Yeah, I thought they were going to say Last Man Standing. I didn't think they were going to do Hell in a Cell.
When he said all the way, I'm like, wait a second, last year this was a no-holds barred. So
yeah, I thought...
How are they going to top it, you know?
I thought they were going to do something stupid like that, like, no-holds barred 2.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
I thought it was gonna be No Holds Barred 2 again. You know, it's
You know, it's kind of cool that they're making it Hell in a Cell just to give it a better match, but at the same time, it's like let's just make it. They don't care about us for a first time, but they just want to see Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, it also sort of ruins the Hell in a Cell pay per view.
But Taker and Triple H and Hell in a Cell, that's a dream match. Those are two guys.
Yeah, that's like fantasy.
Yeah,
they've owned Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
because,
and it's on the same card as Rock Cena and Jericho Punk. Like, come on.
I mean, I'm honestly it's a dream card right now.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
I don't.
And then you have the possibility of Phoenix, Awesome Kong. So yeah.
Yeah. There's also the supposed Ace and Long match, the team match or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
I'm afraid Paulie's gonna get thrown in that and I'll kill myself.
Oof. If he'll like get tagged in and eliminated right after.
Yeah, he'll probably get the pin.
He always gets eliminated immediately, like in the elimination chamber.
Which is great because we don't have to see him, so I don't mind that at all.
I mean,
you know, I don't mind seeing him at all, but
yeah, he's a freak show. You know, he's an attraction. So it's, yeah. it's obvious people yeah. still pop for him.
He's like the biggest draw in India, and that's like a billion people.
Yeah, that's a shitload of people. So
You know, I didn't really see the reason for him just to be in that match and then like getting out of his pod and then 5 seconds later getting speared and then pinned. Like, why was he even in the match?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's
kind of
cool.
I guess he's sort of a draw. So
yeah,
that's why he's put in.
Yeah, well, he's a draw in India because, I mean, those people think it's real. Those people think Kali is real. Yeah, like,
those people think Kali's like a god.
Yeah.
Like, no joke. And then they job him out in 5 minutes.
Like, no joke. Yeah. They think he is, like, the greatest thing ever. Like,
well, yeah, but also for, like, the general audience of WWE, he's a draw, too. Because, as I said, he's an attraction. He's a freak show. Right. He's like Andre the Giant. People... You don't see those kind of people every day.
I know.
So yeah. they want to go and see that. That's the whole kind of thing. But then in the Raw Battle Royal, he gets eliminated like immediately too.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Taker and Triple H promo, that was
sweet.
Yeah, that was really fucking good. Like,
you guys think this is Taker's last WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, before this promo, before they announced it was Hell in a Cell, my sort of in my head, my booking was Taker would win, but realize that he can't go on much longer. So at some point during the year, he would go on a retirement tour type of deal, and it would end at Survivor Series, and he would wrap his career up there. But with it being Hell in a Cell, I think this could be Taker's last match and Triple H's last match as well. That's good.
No, I don't think it'll be Triple H.
No, I don't think either of them. I think they still want Cena versus Taker for the whole streak thing.
I would like to see that, but I think if there was ever a year to do it, it would be this one.
Yeah, but, you know, they can't do that this year, so I think they'll just do it next year or whatever. And then
I kind of like the way it was going to be set up before. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then Taker will quit next year or something.
Yeah,
I think with the promo at first with Taker talking, like, I actually like him in promos. Like, I don't think he's the best ever or something, but I think his voice works really well for his character. Yeah. But also, like, I was into it, and then Triple H came out and shit just hit the fan then, because it got epic real quick.
Yeah, and the fans started stop saying what, which was like,
you had to bring that up. You had to bring that up. What?
No, I mean,
you suck, Taker. Oh, too. My God. They should never do another show in Minnesota again.
Who the fuck chants what when a face they, Undertaker is doing a promo? Yeah, that's the most retarded thing ever.
The and Undertaker, the most respected man in this entire business.
Yeah. And then one motherfucker during that promo shouts out, "You suck!"
It's like, Taker could fuck? Still like kick his ass.
Yeah, but
he's like 46.
But you could also see that Taker was getting pissed at the
crowd. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He was getting mad pissed. It was pretty funny, but I don't think that promo was supposed to be funny.
I know. I really expected another "say what if you like to sleep with your own sister" thing.
Yeah.
Of course, he couldn't because he was a face and all that. But.
Yeah, and also he's not a biker.
Yeah, he can't. He's not exactly.
Well, he's not. Sassy. He's not a dead man anymore either. He's like a fucking combination of whatever.
Well, yeah. I don't know. He's more of a dead man than the American badass.
He's the last outlaw or something like
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Which is complete fucking bullshit. But
yeah.
I still think he might come out on his bike at WrestleMania. For some reason, I just think that. Because I think he might die from the long walk.
He should have the druids, and he should also have a bike, but just have the bike go real slow.
He'll come out to fucking Kid Rock.
Oh, God. If he comes out to Kid Rock, Johnny Cash.
No, Roland.
I would prefer him coming out to Limp Bizkit.
Roland.
Nah, he won't. Just might come out to that Metallica song, but is that his theme now or whatever? What is it?
No, I think it's just a theme for...
it's just the promo song.
Yeah, for yeah, a fucking match. It's just a theme for the match. But, yeah, he's going to come out to Kid Rock, but not his old song. It's going to be one of Kid Rock's new songs. I don't know what he's released lately. No. But I'm pretty sure Undertaker is going to come out to All Summer Long by Kid Rock at wrestling.
I think he's going to come out to Rock and Roll Jesus. It fits his character perfectly, if you honestly think about it.
I think he's going to come out to So Hot with with two T's.
There you go.
I think he's going to come out to
Cowboy.
Old Red.
How about Cowboy?
Which is not... song well, like that,
yeah, he's gonna come out to the Backstreet Boys, right? Just come out.
No. He's gonna come out to Katy Perry, that Katy Perry song from that WrestleMania special.
Oh, E.T. Oh, yes. That fits his character more than any other song you said.
He's going to come out to a medley of like pop music nowadays.
I hope he comes out to dubstep. He just looks at his Titan Tron. He's like, "What the hell is this?" Oh god, that'd be great.
He's gonna come out to fucking Whitney Houston because people fucking care about her now.
Yeah. He's gonna come out to "I Will Always Love You" and all the
clearly
and all the fucking talent show.
Yeah, I know.
Covers of that version.
Don't fucking remind me of that shit ever again. You know, I'm not gonna fucking open up the recliner of rage here just for fucking Whitney Houston. No,
not that. But,
I hope he, like, mumbles it under his breath while he's walking.
Yeah. I hope they randomly insert the gong into the song.
Just like halfway through.
Yeah, like when you know when the song stops and she starts singing really loudly and everything, before she starts singing, the gong hits.
And then his Titan Tron says, "Drugs are bad, kids. Don't try this at home."
Straight edge.
Don't drown yourself like a pussy.
And if you do, do it in like the ocean or swimming pool and not in your bathtub.
And not in a hotel either.
Yeah, not in a hotel bathtub.
Anyway, about the promo. I also really like that they didn't wait until Taker said yes, or until Triple H said yes. Anyway, as I was saying before, JJ's awesome recording stopped again.
Thank you, JJ.
I'll edit that out.
We love you, JJ.
Yeah, we love you and your recording.
You. And we also love Matt for showing up for this fucking podcast.
Yeah. Motherfucker complains about everyone in this podcast and
fucking amazing
fucking show because he's a drunk piece of shit.
We would like to thank Jay for tweeting us that stuff all week.
We like to
I'm
thank...
going to just fucking tweet on the Top Turnbuckle Podcast Twitter that he's fucking fired and see how he fucking reacts to it.
We'd like to thank Jay for being a retarded faggot.
We'd like to thank Eli for having a life.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least Eli said he wouldn't show. You know.
Yeah, at least. Okay.
Yeah, he told me on like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, he said that Wednesday. So I didn't know if I was going to be on.
But yeah, fucking last week completely flipped my opinion of Jay. Like the week before, during the first episode, I was getting annoyed because he just kept typing in the chat and he had a really gay voice. And seriously, he has the dumbest fucking voice.
The only time I've ever heard his voice was that fucking paper video.
I'm glad. Oh,
remind me of the paper video, please.
I haven't seen that shit. I mean, you linked it to me.
Like, I never formed an opinion of Jay, and then fucking Matt sent me that video, and then I was just like, "Whoa, what kind of fucking amazing asshole is this?" You know?
Yeah, but but with Matthew, he was just such a fucking asshole. He kept playing the Jesus soundbite in the background.
And that's not even like the best stuff. Like,
oh,
yeah, but you worst gotta think, joke. Like, Matthew gets that crap all the time. It's like, and then he just plays it like 2,500 times in 10
minutes.
I mean,
once would be okay, but
once would have been, that's funny, but he played it like 10,000 times.
Yeah, but Matthew got annoyed by it.
Like, yeah, Matthew was like, I made that famous.
Yeah, he basically said, I know it's a fucking meme. You don't have to keep repeating that shit. I know what it is.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking annoying. But I did like that Matthew called him an idiot pretty much the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, any time pretty much the topic of anyone being an idiot was brought up.
Jay
was brought up too. Like, he realized it pretty quickly because in the chat before we started recording, he called him an idiot too. So
yeah. And plus, he didn't email him until like the day before. But we're not going to get into all that. The day of.
Yeah,
like an hour before the podcast.
Yeah, he emailed him like a half hour before. But
yeah, it was like 6:30 my time.
But yeah,
I'm just really glad I wasn't there last week.
Yeah.
All I can say.
Yeah, he would have raged live.
Yeah, probably.
But anyway, as I was saying about the Taker promo, I thought it was really good that they didn't stall Triple H saying yes until the week before WrestleMania, because that would have been the biggest fucking cock tease and would have fucking sucked.
I know.
I'm kind of surprised Taker didn't do like a bit more to provoke Taker. Like, I thought for sure he was going to like kidnap Stephanie or something.
Taker's going to provoke Taker?
You know what I mean.
Provoke.
Taker's going to come back. Luke Gallows. It's going to be Taker.
Don't fucking bring Luke Gallows up. Jesus fucking. Boring motherfucker.
What do you think of his Kane impersonation?
Well, the first week, everyone knows what he looked like the first week. That was fucking god-awful. You know, the wig and everything. It didn't look like a wig.
Yeah, but
the wig looked horrible. It was like,
it looked like a fucking hedgehog, basically.
Did you think he impersonated him well? Like, with his mannerisms in the ring and everything?
Well, it got better as it went on. The last match they had together was impersonated pretty well.
Yeah, I agree on that. But yeah, what else happened on Raw?
The Battle Royal. Let's talk about their
storm. No. Yeah, one more thing I want to say about the Taker Triple H promo.
Yeah.
I didn't like that the statement of Shawn Michaels, like, pissed Triple H off. Like, Shawn Michaels and Taker had said so much shit to him, and then that one statement about Shawn Michaels pissed him off so much that he would say yes. I mean, it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, I think they could have had it a bit more personal. Like, Michaels has been away for like a year, so he's not that close. Yeah. Well, yeah, he was back for like 1 week, but he was away for around a year, and... Him and Triple H really aren't that close anymore, or at least to the audience.
I know.
They're not.
And also on the punch show all the time.
Yeah. And also last year, like, Triple H said, I'm not Shawn Michaels, not even close. So he basically admitted that he's not as good as Shawn Michaels. And then this year, the statement of him not being as good as Shawn Michaels pissed him off. I mean,
yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, WWE does.
Yeah, I think that goes more to my thing of, I thought he would do a bit more to provoke him as far as...
Yeah, basically.
Don't you want your revenge now, huh?
Well, yeah, can I mention something?
He should have crucified Stephanie. That'd be pretty fucking hot, so...
And then Angle, like, quits TNA. He's like, oh, I'm offended by this. And then goes to ECW.
Yeah. But,
don't mention TNA. God damn it.
Let me mention something. Do you guys think either... Sean or Foley will be like a special guest ref or something?
Yeah, Foley mentioned he wanted to be a ref. I don't see it happening. But.
Why the fuck would Foley be a ref?
Yeah, like, I don't think we need a special ref. I think
have
him go out there.
I mean, it's a Hell in a Cell. I don't think they're going to do it.
Like, it would be pretty funny if like Foley was a special guest and then he went on top of the cell and then they just fucking threw Foley off. One more Foley spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they could pull off angles like, oh, just imagine how dangerous their match was last year, blah, blah, blah. And now this year they're confined into this space, so it could be a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, they're going to
play off that.
They're going to do like, check out how dangerous this is going to be compared to last year. And the only dangerous thing they're going to do is throw Foley off the bell.
Exactly.
Like the rest is just a pure technical wrestling match between Triple
H. That would be great.
And then it just randomly comes off and throw
fucking headlocks and head scissors. And that would be great.
Yeah, it's going to be like. It was horrible. It was like 27 minutes, and it was like technical chain wrestling, and it sucked.
Yeah, it's not something you want from them.
I want to see it. No weapons. Hero rules.
Even though fucking Austin's really good at it. So, but yeah, moving on.
That's the one of the rules.
Moving on.
Okay, Battle Royal, Tom.
No. I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about something more important. David Otunga beat Ezekiel Jackson.
Match of the year.
In the week.
You can laugh at that, but it's actually pretty fucking important.
Yeah, I mean, he did it fucking clean, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Otunga is really underrated, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really underrated.
He's pretty overrated by Twitter, but
yeah, I think he's good. He's right. He's good right where he at. Where he's at.
Hashtag
#SU every time he's on screen. There's like 15 of them on my timeline.
Yep.
I think he's rated correctly by Twitter. So, but I mean, who the fuck? What fucking heel in WWE wins a match clean nowadays?
Especially against a fucking monster.
It's like their first match.
Yeah, against a 280-pound fucking roided up asshole. But yeah.
One comment. This fucking finishing move, the verdict.
Yeah.
It's like the most fake looking thing ever. Like
that is the worst spine monster in the history.
Yeah.
Well,
that's Ezekiel's finisher too. It's the same thing.
No, Ezekiel does
that's a like
uranagi.
A standing rock bottom thing.
Yeah, it's a uranagi.
Well, it's like a thing.
But Otunga, like on SmackDown, did the Celtic Cross, but then Sheamus started using it, so I guess he has to go back to his shitty finisher. But yeah.
Yeah, Sheamus just stole like Finlay's moveset.
Yeah. He totally did. He fucking the rolling Samoan drop and shit.
Yeah,
and
he's probably going to start doing the Celtic knot.
Yeah, probably.
It won't be long until he comes out with a fucking shillelagh.
Yeah.
I wish he would do that cloverleaf thing he did for like 1 week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did that once.
That's on WWE 12.
Yeah, he did it for 1 week and it's on WWE 12.
Yeah, it's his signature or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't bring up WWE 12.
Well, we're gonna have Marcus Stevenson on someday, so
can't wait for that. How can you even? Yeah, it's not a video game. Let's just keep it at that.
Well, it's a video game. It's just a
It just sucks
really,
online.
It doesn't know what it's want to be, like a video game or a fucking simulating fucking software shit. But it's neither. It's bullshit.
Yeah. Like I bought it and I played for like 2 weeks. So,
like WWE All Stars, that's actually a game. You know, I bought that fucking April last year and I'm still playing that now.
Well, yeah, but you're playing it now for your 3DS.
Yeah, and I was playing it earlier for my Xbox. What's your point?
Well, it's a different game.
Same exact fucking game.
It's a different system.
It is a different game.
It plays differently and everything.
Well, I've played both, and it's pretty much identical, except that the 3DS version is fucking horseshit compared to the actual version. But.
Yeah, but I do.
Mario Kart 7.
I mean, All Stars is a pretty good fucking game.
I only played the demo.
It reminds me of Def Jam Fight for New York, except less graphic. with less swearing and a bit more cartoony.
And it's in high quality.
Well, yeah, that too, but
high definition.
Yeah, I want a fucking high definition.
Yeah, we know.
EA, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody from EA is listening.
I'm gonna link this podcast to EA so that they know that we need.
I doubt they get up to this point.
We're plugging them.
Yeah, but I'm gonna link it to them so they know that they need to release an HD version of Def Jam Fight for New York for current consoles because
I'm willing to pay $40 on Xbox Live Arcade for it.
You, dude, fucking that shit was the greatest game ever.
I never played it.
You should.
I've never heard of it before you mentioned it on Twitter.
You're a retard. Like, you really are. How can you not have heard of that game?
I'm only 16. When did that game come out? In, like, the 90s?
2004, you jackass.
Well, I was 9 in 2004. I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. You're an asshole. But that was a greatest fucking game because you had, like, rappers, but it was a fighting game, so you could beat the shit.
No, I know what it is now.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just explaining it to the audience that doesn't know, you dumb motherfucker.
They can beat if they don't understand.
Shut up and let Urine talk, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
it's a
fighting game with rappers. I mean, who doesn't want to beat the living shit That's out awesome. Of rappers? Yeah, That's... who doesn't?
I know I want.
Yeah.
Fucking damn it.
They need to make a current one with, like, poser-ass Lil Wayne. Like, I would buy that.
Yeah, well, they made one for like 360 and PS3, but it was shit because you had to use the music to like hurt your opponent.
What?
It made no sense. Like you start fighting, you start fighting and everything, and you knock him down, and he does his invisible turntable bullshit, and the fucking beat drops and shit explodes on the stage, and it hits your opponent and everything, but the gameplay was fucking terrible for that one. Fight for New York was like a legit fighting game.
Yeah,
like it had pretty much like just like all stars characters had weaknesses and strengths, and everyone had different moves, different combinations, and different abilities.
Yeah.
So in WWE 12, every fucking character plays the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they tried to make it up by having like 10,000 match types and all that shit, but if you don't have decent gameplay, nobody's gonna care.
Yeah, I think they should make like similar to All Stars, but do it like Def Jam, where it looks more realistic.
And where they fight to the music.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know a lot of people bitch about like the graphics of All Stars, like the style. Because it's really over the top and everything. And therefore, they don't want to play it. Which makes no fucking sense because the gameplay is fucking great.
Bunch of idiots.
Yeah. Anyway, the Battle Royal on Raw. It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, we're 9 people died.
I didn't even see that. I think I went to bed like halfway through it.
So I missed
the entire Wade Barrett screaming fuck like 10 times part.
Oh,
I missed that too, and I watched it live.
I
didn't. I thought it was Ziggler.
How can you miss that when watching it live?
Yeah, I thought it was Ziggler yelling.
What the fuck?
I thought Ziggler was out. Like,
dude, fucking Barrett has the deepest voice ever. How can you mistake his voice for Ziggler's? But yeah, that was pretty good.
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
You should have been on here last week.
But, I don't know, is Big Show to blame? I like to blame Big Show, because I think he sucks.
Can we blame Daniel Bryan somehow?
Blame Miz.
Yeah, Miz is
that's
fault.
The worst fucking meme ever.
Yeah.
Just fucking blame Bryan. That's a new one. BB. Yeah. Blame Bryan.
I mean, Bryan should have dropped the belt to Show. And therefore, Show couldn't have thrown Ziggler the way he did, and Barrett wouldn't be injured. I mean, that makes sense, right?
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down right now. It's great stuff.
Yeah. I should probably be booking for WWE, because that's pure genius. But, I didn't really care for the Battle Royal.
I thought it was stupid.
I thought it was terrible.
It was pointless because, you know, we all knew Jericho was going to win.
I didn't know Jericho was going to win. I thought someone else was going to win, and then Jericho fucking somehow made it into the WrestleMania match anyway by saying he didn't actually get eliminated at the Elimination Chamber.
But yeah, that could have worked, but there.
Like, why did you get knocked out? Like, that was entirely pointless when he won the Battle Royal anyway.
Yeah. The only other person I could have saw winning was Barrett and putting himself in, like, a three-way at WrestleMania, which didn't happen.
I want to see Jericho Punk one-on-one. I knew that was going to happen, but I thought Jericho was just going to fucking screw someone by saying he needed to be the number one contender.
But I think most of us, so except for Nick, knew Jericho was going to win, so...
But I knew he was going to win. I just also knew it didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
How does it not make sense to you?
But yeah, the Battle Royal was really predictable, and
yeah.
It's a fucking Battle Royal. Nothing special happened in the Battle Royal except Barrett breaking his fucking arm.
Did Ziggler get injured or no?
I didn't. No, he worked the dark match.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he worked SmackDown too, right? Or not?
Did he?
Yeah, he was in a tag match.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Yeah, against
SmackDown. I only remember Punk Bryan.
Well, it's SmackDown. I don't really blame you.
So that match was fantastic.
You don't remember the great Khali squashing McIntyre in 20
seconds?
Oh, yeah,
I remember that. I remember. Because I was like, oh, God.
Fucking pissed me off, dude.
I was like, squash incoming.
You instantly fucking tweeted the great Khali fucking mean-ass tweets.
Yeah, that... threats, I know everything. Hopefully it gets taken off TV just like Bros Clay, because my death threats apparently have a good effect on people.
That I don't even want to go, that pisses me off so much.
He's still in the intro though.
He's in the intro, so maybe I hope he comes back, because I was really enjoying the Funkasaurus.
I hope they fucking
unsafe.
Yeah,
the first week it was kind of cool, the second week, but then got fucking stale as shit.
Yeah,
because he kept squashing guys. You know, give him an opponent. Yeah. And
yeah, and it didn't change at all. It just
McIntyre actually had the most offense
on him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they should just replace Brodus Clay's video clips in the intros with Naomi's ass. That'd be a lot better.
Yep.
I think we should get more Brodus Clay's gimmick.
You know, I've actually googled Naomi's ass, and no good results came up. Pretty fucking disappointing.
That is pretty fucking stupid. Yeah, but should we move on to SmackDown? Yeah, Baruni.
Nothing happened on SmackDown besides the main event. That was overbooked, but it was good.
Well, they also
I didn't watch that shit at all.
No, because it's Brian.
Yeah, even if it is fucking match of the year, I won't care. I just. I hate that fucking little troll so much.
Well, you know it was better. Otunga beat Ezekiel Jackson again, and he
Otunga beat Jackson.
I enjoyed that
again.
That was a match of the night, probably match.
Shitty verdict again.
Yeah,
that's the fourth 5-star match I've seen this week.
I mean. That was so fucking
Did Otunga do the taunt at the end where he fucking sat on one knee and prayed? That should be one of his regular taunts.
He went on like one knee and flexed.
Okay.
So yeah.
Are you guys talking about T-bowing? And you just don't know what to call it?
Well, I don't know what fucking T-bowing is because I don't coach American football.
Well, at least you know it's from American football.
Yeah.
Just like that boy Tim Tebow. didn't Sheamus face The Miz?
Yeah, in like the opening match. Because Miz was taken up for Daniel Bryan, which made no sense.
No.
I was like, LOL, what?
Well, I fucking muted that promo because Bryan was talking.
So... Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't even
think
of it. Who the fuck
and
was
I that? Quote.
Who the fuck was that?
I got a text.
What does it say? Tell us. Tell us what the anonymous podcast manager says.
It was from Twitter.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, you still want to know. I mean,
this podcast is fucking getting better and better.
Yeah, I know. Every week.
Right? By Twitter.
Regular classic.
Yeah. Regular classic.
It seems a lot more organized, though, since we only have 5 people this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Instead of.
And because Matt isn't drunk as shit, so he
can. Yeah, because Matt's not.
Well, he probably is, but he's not on the podcast.
Yeah. But
I think Wade Barrett.
Fucking Matt.
I love you.
Fucking Matt doesn't shut the fuck up. Like, you try to get your 2 cents in, and he just keeps talking. I don't know if it's because he's drunk. Who the fuck was
that?
Yeah,
that's probably just a booze talking.
Yeah, yeah. Because Tom, do you see how much he drinks before he's like before we start the podcast? Like, he tweeted a picture last week. It was like 9 bottles.
He's gonna fucking listen to this and be all fucking pissed off.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, I'm so worried.
But
listen to this podcast and be like, I need to have a word with him.
No, yeah. He'll be like, I need to take a drink.
That's what he did. I need a drink. Well, he should feel fucking terrible about himself because he didn't show. Yeah. Fucking asshole. Jesus Christ. It says that he's fucking available on fucking Skype and he's not fucking here. I'm going to type an angry message.
Yeah, you
put
should.
Us all in the chat for it.
Oh my,
cuz I want to see it. Do like last week when Jay put us all in that chat group and then Eli started talking to him. good times in Skype.
Oh, we already talked about Jay. Just fucking move on. Please. Yeah.
Jay's 3-hour fucking shows.
Hey, Eli's tweeting. What the fuck? Yeah, SmackDown.
At a church party, BRB.
There was a tag match between Ziggler, Swagger, Kingston, and Truth. Ziggler won. That's good. He hasn't won in like forever, so.
Kingston and Truth is just random bullshit.
Yeah, that's just like, hey, they're black. Let's put them together.
It's like Black History Month.
Yeah. It's also like, oh, Truth is fucking smoking, just like Evan Bourne was.
Let's yeah.
Yeah. It's ironic because Kingston supposedly Jamaican or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Jamaican me crazy. There was also Mark Henry against Big Show, apparently, as I'm reading on WWE.com right now. I don't remember that shit.
Big Show knocked Henry out, Cody Rhodes came out in the middle of the match.
And played that video package.
Played a clip of Big Show.
Oh yeah, because me and you talked about it on Twitter here, and I was like, oh, Akebono.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck.
I didn't remember any of it either.
I hate Akebono now. He was a fucking sumo wrestling legend, and then he goes to do fucking kickboxing and gets knocked out in every match, ruining the name he had. But whatever.
You knew of him?
Yeah, of course.
Don't say of course.
It's common knowledge, man. Everyone knows about Akebono.
Everybody. In the Netherlands, knows about Akebono. I got a question about the Netherlands.
I'm pretty sure Nick does know about Akebono before the Big Show thing.
Do people still call it Holland?
Yeah. Like, foreigners do.
But nobody in that.
I do sometimes when I'm referring to it, like to other people. I call it Holland sometimes, but.
I never do it.
Huh. Okay.
Holland is like 2 provinces combined. So it's not
the entire country. Holland's a place in the Netherlands?
Well, yeah, we have like provinces in Netherlands. How many are there?
12.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'm going to remember that shit.
How many provinces are in my country? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. anyway, 2 of them, one is called North Holland and the other South Holland. The 2 of them combined are Holland.
Why can't we do that with the Dakotas or the Virginias? That makes so much more sense. Or just call New York, York. Or New Jersey, non-existent. Well, I hate this New Jersey.
York is in fucking England, so that wouldn't work.
We can still have it. There's a Birmingham in Alabama, but there's also one in England.
Well, yeah, but nobody knows about Birmingham in Alabama.
Everybody knows about it. That's where, like, Martin Luther King did his famous crap at.
Yeah. Dude,
I don't give a shit about that.
People only care about what he said, not where
he said. I'm just saying people heard of the place.
I know.
No one knows about Birmingham, Alabama.
I'm pretty sure there's more people that know of his speech than people know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody knows about North or South Holland either.
Well, no, obviously. That's why you motherfuckers get it wrong every time. So, yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah.
SmackDown, or?
Yeah, SmackDown.
Oh, by the way, when is Shaquille O'Neal coming in? Anytime soon or fucking the week before?
I think it's going to be Big Show and Cody Rhodes. That's what it's looking
like. No, he said he's still going to wrestle, like, even after SmackDown Friday or Tuesday. He said he was still going to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Are we going to see Shaquille O'Neal versus the Great Khali?
I think so.
Ooh.
We do that.
Man.
Kane versus Kane. No, not Kane.
Shut up.
Fucking shit. Shaq versus Khali would be great. Because we all know Khali is a technical mastermind, so he can make anyone look good.
Can't wait till the triple German suplex says he tries to do on Shaq.
Yeah. That's
you know, technically, that would be like a really big draw to Indian people, though. Like Khali versus somebody like Shaq.
That's true.
And plus, it would keep Khali out of that multi-man long versus ace match. Which I'd be perfectly fine with.
You know, I have a question about this. Kane going to be in there, or is Kane going to do something else? Because I don't really see Kane fucking sticking up for Ace or anything.
I don't see Kane being on the card.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, what does he do?
Yeah,
I could see him being in Money in the Bank if we had that, but...
Yeah,
I hope there's not going to be Money in the Bank and Hell in a Cell, and a multi-man tag match.
I hope they do, like, the fucking... team match and Money in the Bank.
That would be fucking sick.
Yeah, that'd be the greatest card ever.
Yeah.
It's like everybody on the roster, though. I mean, then you're going to have to get like Yoshitatsu.
Yeah.
Trent Beretta.
Well, Eli is a Trent Beretta mark, so.
Well, he's not on the podcast, so his opinion doesn't count.
Well, you're going to have one lucky customer, you know, so.
Oh, this has sold me on the pay-per-view, Trent Beretta being on Team Raw or Team SmackDown, whatever.
He's going to be a spot monkey in Money in the Bank, if he'd be anything. So.
Well, I thought the thing they were going to do with Money in the Bank, that's why I thought they bought back Henry and Christian and Del Rio all at the same time, before I knew Triple H and Undertaker were going to be Hell in a Cell. I thought they were going to do like a former world champion's Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah, they talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, that would make so much more sense.
I wouldn't want that to happen because it sort of
ruins the point. Yeah, that ruins the point of Money in the Bank. So.
Well, yeah, but
still. But Kane has to be in something, right? I mean, they fucking have sick promos for him. They make him come back against the top guy in the company.
Well, he just got FU'd off of freaking
Amberlamps. What?
He just got FU'd off of Amberlamps. Like, that takes time to recover.
But, I mean, they fucking have promos, they bring back with the mask what everybody wants to see, and then fucking get squashed by Cena, and then fucking off TV for weeks. I mean, they can't have that. It needs to be on something.
Yeah.
Hill versus Santino, in a pure rules match.
Wow.
But, SmackDown. Like, the only other thing that was the Bryan and Punk match.
That match was really good. No, like, you can boo him, but that match was really good.
Yeah, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it, because...
Punk selling made me this.
Yeah, okay, shut up. Fucking Bryan is supposed to be this chicken shit heel who can't win anything fair. Like, he had to beat Santino in the Elimination Chamber to retain and all of that shit. And then they make him look... like the equal to the WWE champion CM Punk. How does that make sense?
Because they're the representatives of their brand. I mean, plus it's pro wrestling. Why does it have to make sense? Good God. So NXT on Wednesday.
who the fuck watches X?
I do.
Oh, I actually did too this week, but I forgot pretty much everything of it because 70% were Raw rebounds. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Superstar. I don't need to see fucking Tyler Rex anyway.
Or Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins actually
good. Kurt Hawkins is pretty good, but
yeah.
Tyler Rex is a fucking big hump of shit.
Yeah, I'd rather Hawkins be on TV than Ryder.
I still don't know why they fucking fired Chris Masters and kept Tyler Rex.
Yeah.
Chris Masters was pretty over. I mean,
yeah, but Tyler Rex is probably going to get cut after WrestleMania if the stuff that's rumored is going to happen.
Yeah. I still don't get why they released Chris Masters.
I don't either.
Because he had everything, you know?
Yeah. I think he was fucking above Kane in my Faye 5 at one point. That should say enough.
Yeah, I mean...
My name was Nick Masters on Twitter. I mean, that should say something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Fucking... He had like...
Did he work stiff or something? I mean, that's the only thing I can see. But, I mean, so did Finlay. And yeah, stayed.
Well, Finlay doesn't actually work that stiff, I think.
If you watch his indie stuff, he's stiff as...
Well, yeah, if you piss him off, he'll fuck you up. That's basically Finley's deal.
Him versus...
Well, it was Finley's deal. Then he fucking brought Hornswoggle along and he became fucking...
Well, yeah. I mean, like, in real life, because he fucked Kurt Angle up once, too.
He did?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Well,
I've heard that
either. Finley was, like, an agent back at the time. He wasn't on the talent roster. And they had, like, the Benoit... Angle feud, and they were brawling, so they had to be split up and everything. And this was after TV tapings, so they were brawling and shit. And Finley's in there too, and they thought it'd be funny if they like pull his pants down or something. And Angle pulled Finley's pants down, and Finley immediately turned around and smacked him in the head. Like he knocked him out. So,
I wouldn't want to mess with Finlay. After watching that match with him and Regal from, like, I think Uncensored 90-something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where they went all over the arena and stuff, right?
Yeah, it went, like, 20 minutes, but the commentators were still talking about the freaking Ultimo Dragon match that went on before it.
Ultimo Dragon was really fucking good, too, though.
Yeah, but Finlay and Regal were on pay-per-view. Shut up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, it went on for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Too. What were you talking about?
We've been going all over the place.
Oh, yeah, the main event of SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. The match was good, but, yeah.
I thought the finish was kind of cool.
The endings didn't make sense. Like,
no, I agree on that.
Well, the only thing the match was focused on was the Ace Long thing, so...
I thought it made sense. I mean, it would have made more sense if, you know, Bragging Rights was the next pay-per-view, but... I thought it still made sense.
Well, they don't have Bragging Rights as a pay-per-view anymore, right?
I heard somewhere that it was going to be in December now.
No, I thought it was going to be in like Money in the Bank's time slot in July.
Yeah, but then they fucking pulled it again. So
Yeah, why did they fucking pull Money in the Bank? That was the greatest pay-per-view.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I mean,
I want to know why they pulled Bragging Rights. I always liked that pay-per-view. I mean, it was only on for 2 years, but I liked it.
Yeah, well, I think Bragging Rights last year was stupid because it was
the pay-per-view
before Survivor Series, and they had a traditional Survivor Series match.
Yeah, they don't have a pay-per-view for June right now, so it's probably going to be in June.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll...
It says here that Money in the Bank's still happening in July.
Yeah, didn't they pull, like, TLC?
I thought TLC was going to be a Money in the Bank's time slot.
That would make more sense, but then Bragging Rights shouldn't go on right after Survivor Series.
Well, obviously, none of us know what.
Well,
the fuck
maybe
we're
Bragging
about.
Rights. Maybe Bragging Rights will just be like a name. It won't have anything attached to it.
That'd be cool. I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
But yeah. We're done with SmackDown. What the fuck should we talk about right now?
No idea.
Can I talk about the house show results?
No.
Let you talk about that.
With McIntyre being gay? Yeah, it's not gonna make it to TV. It's a one time thing because they were in like
Booker works house shows.
No, they're in like Honduras or something.
But Honduras has like this like thing where gay people don't get the same right or gay couples don't. So it was just getting heat from the crowd by McIntyre.
Wait, what did he do? It doesn't say anything about his promo. I'm just seeing results.
He was combing his hair and kissing dudes.
Could you imagine, like, you know, like the meeting that day? Hey, McIntyre, you're gonna kiss a guy. okay.
They do so much like adult stuff at house shows. Like, didn't DiBiase wrestle like a match with like his trunks completely down for like a minute? Against like Daniel Bryan or something.
That was before PG stuff, I think, right?
No, this was in like last year.
They couldn't do that. Oh my god! If they did that, there'd be such a stink raised, you know?
Yeah.
No, they said he like ran around the ring for like almost a minute with like his trunks down.
Okay.
Well, it depends. Were they down? Like, was his ass showing, or was his dick showing?
Why are we talking about this?
Why did you give a fuck? Yeah. But fucking,
it's DiBiase. He needs mic time.
Oh, no.
Well,
he's posse parties.
DiBiase is fucking terrible.
He is.
He's good in the ring. He's, you know, in the mid card where he belongs. So, I really don't get it because his dad is like one of the greatest on the mic ever.
Look at Mr. Perfect's son. You know, Mr. Perfect was, you know, great in the ring, and his son is like,
son's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, McGillicuddy fucking sucks too. And Mr. Perfect,
that's what I'm saying.
Mr. Perfect, my all-time fave five. So yeah.
Something, not McGillicuddy though. I hate that name so much.
I don't want him associated with his dad.
Yeah, so I
so well, at least call him like the same thing they call him in FCW, like Joe Hennig. Don't call him freaking Michael McGillicuddy.
No, because if you call him Joe Hennig, he's associated with his dad.
So is Ted DiBiase.
Well, yeah, but
that's not as much blasphemy.
Yeah, but DiBiase at least still has a decent look, and he can wrestle.
Yeah, McGillicuddy doesn't have fucking shit about him.
And has a terrible beard.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as Daniel Bryan's. So,
speaking of terrible beards, did anybody watch Alu this week for Rooster Teeth?
yeah, probably.
Jack's beard's getting out of control. He needs to shave that right now.
Yeah, but he's had a pretty big beard. A lot.
Yeah, but it looks good.
What?
It looks ridiculous.
Well, the beard looks good on Jack, but doesn't he have like a Daniel Bryan kind of beard?
Yeah.
Same style, kind of. Yeah, it looks
good.
No,
it's more like Necro Butcher beard now. Like, it's getting. It looks like hobo beard.
Well, Daniel Bryan has a hobo beard, so I don't know what you're getting at.
No, but his beard's like. His beard's more full than Daniel Bryan's and like bigger.
Well, yeah, but it's not a major difference. So.
It looks good on Jack, if you say that.
It looks better on Jack than it does on Daniel Bryan, yeah.
Well, yeah, but still, he needs to shave.
Yeah.
Your mother needs to shave. Jack doesn't need to fucking shave if he doesn't want to. Look at his fucking face. He looks fantastic. Jack is fucking Jack is in my Rooster Teeth Fave 5, man. You can't complain about
Jack's in my Rooster Teeth Fave 3. So, but I'm just saying he needs to shave.
What are we talking about?
Rooster Teeth. Are you fucking deaf? Hey, come on. I don't know if Jack's in my Fave 5. I think
I would only put Jeff and Gus above him. And Joel and then Gus. Jack.
I'm not a major Gus fan. I'm just a fan of his fucking cardboard cutout.
Yeah. You not listen to the podcast? He is like gold on the podcast.
Well, he has the dumbest voice. Like, it's not as bad as Jay's. But
don't ever compare Gus.
Yeah, but it's bad in a different way. Like,
he's from a different country. He's from like freaking Mexico.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah,
he did that SAT drunk. the 10th grade.
Okay, that's cool. Wow, he's a really tough guy. So should we do a Rooster Teeth Fae 5?
No, yes. I don't fucking even know five guys, I think, so.
Then get out of this call. Why.
Well, then, you know, just try.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try.
All right, I got mine.
Don't yeah, okay. Yeah, just right. Start.
Number one is Jeff. I don't shouldn't have to explain.
No.
Number two is Joel. Number three is Jack. Number four is Gus. And number five is Michael.
Okay. I'll go now. Number one is Jeff. Number two is Joel, especially when he has a twister board. Number three is Michael. No, wait. Number three is Bernie. Number four is Michael. And number five, I guess, is Jack.
Yes.
Okay. My number one is... I thought it was Jeff, but I think it really still is Michael because he got me into their stuff. Number two is Jeff. Number three is Joel. Number four is...
Jack.
Yeah, right. And number five is Mike the intern.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking classic.
Number five is Barbara.
What?
Barbara, their...
Oh, is that
works like their desk.
Is that the blondie girl?
Yeah, it's one of the blondes.
Yeah, but there's one who has like the name Blondie, too.
Oh, yeah, it's her.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone watching this for wrestling has already fucking stopped at this point.
Yeah, they're like, Rooster Teeth, that's retarded.
Dude, if they didn't like this shit, they stopped in the first minute, so...
Yeah, they're probably...
Yeah, and our intro's 3 minutes long, so I mean...
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, it was only like 45 seconds.
I didn't listen to the second episode, so I don't really know.
I listened to like 20 minutes.
I didn't listen to it.
I'd listened to the intro of the first one, which includes the song, and I didn't watch the second one at all.
The entire song.
Mark,
this is why the second episode has less views.
Mark, do you actually listen to the show?
No, I can't stand listening to anything I've already heard.
Okay.
I don't like my own voice.
I love my voice. So.
Steve loves your voices. All of them.
Wow.
Can we talk about one of my favorite Twitter people right now?
Sure.
Keaton is amazing. Like, holy crap.
Team Keaton.
Yeah, is anyone part of Team Keaton here?
His tweets are so good.
He actually tweeted me that he wanted us to talk about him, so, well, Keaton, here you go.
Yeah.
Tanner1495 mentioned you.
How about we do dramatic readings of his tweets?
We did that after the show last week.
Well, yeah, but we did like readings of Paul Seffert's tweets too.
Oh yeah.
You remember that? This guy is a random fuck. Who the fuck is that? He just fucking comes up to you.
I have no idea.
And suddenly asks how you're doing and that shit.
I like how he said that you're a good man, Nick.
Yeah, I didn't. Wow.
Oh, he's on Mass Effect 3 demo right now.
Yeah. All right. Keaton says, "Have no fear, people. I'm out of work now. I will be here all night to excite you, to delight you, because it's now Friday night, Keaton."
That's so awesome! Eli's tweeting about Team Fortress 2, and it's pissing me off.
What?
What?
Eli is tweeting about Team Fortress 2, and it's making me mad.
Okay. That's great.
Stefan of 12. Why am I talking in Dutch? In other words, Vintage Bailey is saying, "Wow, Rihanna is a bitch." That doesn't add any fucking value.
No.
You should have been part of the podcast.
Yeah, well, you know the TWC secrets, right? That account, the Twitter account.
Yeah,
I still think it's jerk for life, but continue.
But he said that nobody really knows who Vintage Bailey is. He just pops into every conversation because
it's true.
It is true. Like, yeah. I think we've run out of subjects to talk about.
I guess.
So, we're going to probably quit right now. And then we're going to do an after show because Matt is not here and he all the way wants to do an after show.
Yeah. Hey, let's do an after show.
Fucking retard.
3.5.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. Extra vintage urine. I guess we'll call it quits now.
Yeah.
We've been here for a while, so.
Yeah, so stop recording now.
Yep. No, we gotta do our outro.
What the fuck is our outro?
When we plug ourselves again.
What the fuck?
That's the most random goddamn bullshit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Fucking got it here.
Shit.
Okay. For Nick, for Yearn, for Wrestling Noob, for JJ, for Tanner, and for Matt. Bye.
For Matt? Why the fuck for Matt?
Wait, no, not Matt. Matt, it's Matt.
Oh, you don't.
Matt, Eli.
Just say goodbye. Let's end this.
All right. Later.
Bye.
Goodbye.